Oh, it's going. Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. Mwah-ha-ha-ha-ha. We're your ghosts, hosts.
Ooh.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
It's spooky season!
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
That's not the movie you're supposed to talk about today.
No, but this one doesn't have a song. It's spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
It's spooky season, so we are on an entire month of spooky-themed podcast episodes.
Spookerific.
It's... How many puns are we going to have?
That wasn't a pun. That was just wordplay.
You mean definition of a pun? So, everyone should settle into their doom buggies. We're not talking about that movie either.
No.
But, yeah. Grab a witch's broomstick. And, okay, I'm done.
Okay, you have to say what you are actually talking about.
Okay, so we're not talking about Haunted Mansion, and we're not talking about Nightmare Before Christmas, but we are talking about the Halloween Town series.
Oh, good.
I love this. Okay, well, we'll talk about it, but I love it. So, like, spoiler alert, I love it.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yes. Okay. Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what are you drinking?
I'm being very Canadian and having a... Timmy's Vanilla Cold Brew.
That is very Canadian.
Because it's, while it is spooky season, it's actually very hot out right now.
Yeah, it is.
And we had a busy weekend, so I'm in recovery mode.
So you're doing straight coffee cream.
Yum. Yum.
I also have a cold brew, but mine is hazelnut, and mine's also almost gone.
Yes, you were drinking it greedily.
I was. Hazelnut is fall-like. It was on their fall menu. It counts. Even though it's cold.
Still counts.
Also, what's your nerd thing this week, Brandon?
We went and saw live hockey.
Yeah. This is the first normal live hockey game we've been to.
Yeah.
Since the before times.
There was no extra rules or anything.
You could have a beverage.
A beverage.
Yeah.
I made good advantage of that fact.
Beverage or six, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were like people they didn't have. Because before, you know, even if they did have, they were at like a third capacity or whatever, but no, it was like a full house. It was the home opener of a nearby city, like a team.
So. WHL. It's
yes,
good.
It was great. It was great fun. My nerd thing is we also went to a corn maze. And I thought you were maybe going to say about what you did at the corn maze.
I did lots of things at the corn maze.
But one of us snuggled a baby goat.
I did. We snuggled many baby animals.
Yeah.
But there was lots of goats. And
yeah.
And there was one that was really small.
Yeah.
And snuggly.
And pick-upable.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, we went on a corn maze and we didn't get lost for long.
We made it out anyway.
We didn't get lost forever. So that was fun.
Very fall-y.
We had lots of fall adventures.
And you weekend. Already have your first pumpkins for decorating.
I do. Well, at the corn maze, they had all these really, really, really nice pumpkins everywhere, and they had them on a great sale, so we loaded up on pumpkins.
They grow corn and sunflowers and pumpkins.
And pumpkins, exactly.
And goats, apparently.
And apparently, and farm animals. But we were brainstorming what I'm going to do with all these little pumpkins, and I'm very excited about the plan.
So stay tuned to that old Instagram.
Yeah, oh, they will be up on Instagram once they're underway. I'm excited about it anyway. Also, we have She-Hulk episode to talk about.
Yes.
Spoiler-free gut reaction, Brandon.
I actually like this one.
Mm-hmm.
It was the thing with She-Hulk is there's very short comedic episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm always sad when they're over because I want it to just keep going.
Yeah.
But, no, this one was good. We got to see some returning faces, and yeah, it was good.
I like this one.
Yeah,
I like this one, too. And I like anything in She-Hulk that deals with, like, women's stuff. So, it's a reality of it, and I like that they go there, basically. Mm-hmm. And Andor, episode 4. What did you think of this one?
I also liked it. I guess I'm just a broken record. No, Stellan Skarsgård is... awesome.
It's really hard to say anything without spoilers.
Yeah,
but it's good and I'm enjoying it a lot. I think I'm enjoying the characterization of this even more than I thought I would.
It's a political spy thriller, mm-hmm. and it's very cool.
And I still really like Cassian. Okay, that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update.
News!
We have lots of news, you said.
Well, there was lots of stuff happened in the world of Marvel this week.
So let's focus on that for the news.
Well, we'll start with the big one. Okay. I was playing on my phone while I was at work. Working hard. Or hardly working,
clearly,
I don't know.
Oh.
Anyway, popped up in my feed. Someone from my hockey Twitter was retweeting a Ryan Reynolds tweet, and I was like, oh, that, I wonder what he's talking about. Probably selling some
gin
or something. And there was a video, and I kind of watched, like, with the sound off, and there's just subtitles, and I'm like, this is a weird gin ad. He's making a joke about Deadpool. I wonder when he's going to get to the gin part.
Because you're just assuming it's a commercial.
And no, it was him announcing Deadpool 3, as I'm sure everyone has already heard, because it literally broke the internet.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And Hugh Jackman's coming back as Wolverine. Big deal.
Yeah.
Like big
crazy.
Deal. It absolutely blows my mind that Marvel could have had the Comic-Con that they did with all the announcements.
Yeah.
Still announced some stuff at D23.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't major stuff, but they had, like, the cast of Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
And
they had stuff.
And other stuff. And then just randomly drop this, which is a great way to advertise Deadpool. Like, that's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
But they can just pull this out of their back pocket and go, yeah, okay.
Like on a random day of
yeah.
the week. It's not
it was
even
like on a Thursday or something. Like, 2:25 p.m. Like,
yeah.
It was random as heck.
And then the next day, they actually had a follow-up video with Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds together. That was also hilarious. But that first video, you sent it to me, and I think I literally squealed. me and everyone else, which is why I broke the internet.
Absolutely crazy. So, yeah, and that's coming pretty quick, like a year and a half.
Yeah.
About 2 years. It's like September 2024.
Right.
So it's a little under 2 years now.
Well, and like I was talking to other people about it, and they were like, this has to be a joke. Like, this can't be real. And then, no, it's real. It's really happening.
Yeah. I'm still not 100% convinced it's not an ad for gin, but I think I'm like 95% convinced.
Fair.
Ryan Reynolds might post a video next week and be like, haha, it's just for gin.
Our Deadpool Wolverine gin concoction. Oh, boy. Yeah, so anyway, this is very
exciting. That was the good news. Mm-hmm. We're getting a Deadpool movie in the MCU, and we're getting Wolverine.
And it's gonna be awesome.
Big deal. So, and then there's less good news.
Okay, before we do that though, how much money do you think they got paid Hugh Jackman to get him to agree to come back? Because he was supposed to be done.
Yeah, a lot.
Just like
a lot.
Not actually dollar amounts, just like truck amounts.
Yeah, it was a couple of dump trucks full.
Yeah.
definitely, because
he was supposed to be done.
He wants to be done. He's like, I can't work. I'm like in my 50s. I can't get...
Guys.
My name might be Jackman, but I can't get Jacked Man anymore. Yeah, like, I'm old.
Yeah, for the love of everything. Okay, why not?
Okay, so speaking of old, the other interesting news that I heard, and this is like pure rumor speculation regarding the Thunderbolts, is they might are thinking about maybe recasting General Thunderbolt
Ross,
of course, William Hurt, who played him previously in the MCU, is now dead, so he can't play him
Which
anymore.
Is too bad. I liked him as that character.
Yeah, it was good. But they are thinking of bringing Harrison Ford in, apparently.
I think this is interesting.
I could see it.
I could see it, too.
He could be his grumpy old president self from the Jack Ryan.
But like more grizzled, more, older.
Air Force One Harrison
exactly.
Ford. Get off my plane.
Exactly. That one. That's exactly what I pictured when you were.
Yeah. So it could work.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. And people are like, well, you won't recast Black Panther. And I'm like, this is not
it's the not
same.
The same thing.
There's not,
it's
like,
not
you
the
don't
same
understand.
Thing. Yeah, that's not the same
no.
thing.
No.
Okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that one you're taking a secondary character, and you can play with that. I think that's an interesting one if they cast him right, and I think Harrison Ford would be a good choice. Mm-hmm.
And The other thing the internet wants is just to bring back Liv Tyler as, because she's played his daughter
in the
Hulk
movie.
You
know what? I wouldn't hate that.
And have her be, like,
yeah,
whatever.
Thunderbolt. Yeah.
Red Hulk or whatever he's supposed to be in that, so.
I kind of think that's cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. You told me there's some bad news.
There is some bad news. So, all the announcements at Comic-Con, like I was saying, one of them's already run into troubled waters, I guess. The director that was signed on to do the Blade movie quit. Creative differences, which has happened quite a bit in the MCU, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's not so good. And then the main actor, Mahershala Ali, was saying that the script is garbage and he's unhappy.
Really?
And now they are getting the fella who wrote Moon Knight to start over.
Which, I mean, to be fair, I really liked Moon Knight. I think that's a good tone for Blade. And I love Mahershala Ali as Blade. So I'd rather they take their time and do it right, I suppose. But like, what's going on?
They're apparently starting over on the script and they don't have a director. So I would suspect that this movie isn't going to come out when they said it was.
Yeah, considering they went from we are underway to we are now back at square one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
never know.
No director.
Yeah.
They can crank stuff out pretty quick,
but
still.
They got to have a director on board for this. Yeah.
I don't know who should direct it, but I hear the names of the two guys. We saw them get interviewed. They did the first episode or two of Ms. Marvel, as well as that canceled Batgirl movie.
Oh, interesting.
And they would be good for it, so I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I was talking to a coworker of mine, this is not Marvel, but about the canceled Batgirl movie and just how bizarre that is. It was like done.
Yeah, DC, I don't want to kick anyone when they're down, but Warner Brothers has, like, it's a disaster what they've done to DC.
Like, it's done. They already spent the money.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to, like, recoup any of it.
They'd rather throw it in the garbage because it was TV movie level rather than kind of sully the brand, right?
But the brand, guys.
Yeah, the brand's been pretty sullied, yeah. So
if they're saying this is selling the brand, wow, that's just bizarre to me. Okay, so you know what? I'm glad they weren't doing that with Blade anyway. I guess it's better they figure it out in advance.
Well, because Marvel has a Feige and DC does. They're trying to get a Feige and it's...
There's one Feige and we have him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so you said there's more Marvel news.
That's the main thing.
But Armor Wars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I almost forgot about that because I didn't write it down. And I didn't want to write it down. And you're like, you should write it down. And I was like, I don't want to.
And I was like, I will remember. And then you did not.
But yes, Armor Wars. They haven't really talked about it in any of the announcements and stuff. And they're like, is there still going to be an Armor Wars? And then they're like, yes, we're going to still have an Armor Wars. Don't worry about it. And now, apparently, it is being developed as a movie rather than a series.
Which is so interesting to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like seems odd to me.
The plot, the general plot of Rhodey going around and stopping guys from using Stark Tech sounds more like a plot for a series.
That's what I thought too.
I mean, I guess you could make it as a movie, but I don't know. Hopefully, as a movie, they can have like some cool big budget action scenes. And
I wonder if that has something to do with it. That might translate better pacing wise and everything. I don't know. Hope so, but it's interesting. I'm excited it's still happening because I was looking forward to this. I like Rhodey and I like him.
Yeah, and it depends on where it comes in and like what the fallout is that he's trying to clean up, right?
Right. We know it has to do with Secret Invasion. Like, it's important it comes after Secret Invasion.
Right.
We found that out of D23. So that's interesting. Oh, also,
because he's a big part of that too.
Yes.
So, okay.
We saw when you mentioned that we know now when Deadpool is coming out because they showed us again the Phase 6 timeline and that was plopped right into that first thing there.
Apparently, it's part of Phase 6, so
it's the very first thing that starts
Phase 6 instead of Fantastic Four now,
which is what they originally said was going to start Phase 6. But we noticed there was a lot of empty spaces all over the place, and that was one of the empty spaces.
Well, it wasn't in it because like Fantastic Four was at the start.
Now it's the second thing.
They pushed it in ahead. I think it's because Blade was supposed to be near the tail end of
that. Makes sense. It was supposed to be
Phase 5,
previous November,
and it won't it won't be. Yeah, Blade was supposed to be 2020. Like,
yeah, it was Halloween weekend or just after Halloween.
2024. So this is going to become before Blade was supposed to come out. And
yeah, it'll be fine.
Kind of take its place.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm excited. I think it'll be good. It'll
I
be
hope
fun.
So. I hope so. Yeah. If they can do a lot of fun things with this, it's like going to be. Like Spider-Man,
yeah.
They did fun things well.
Yeah.
Blade can do the same thing, even bigger.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I'm optimistic. And they're going to fix Blade because they're excited about it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Anything else to add for the news?
Yeah, just a whole lot of Marvel stuff. Not a whole
like,
lot of...
And crazy, just random weekday.
I mean, it makes the money, so it makes sense. I would like to hear some more Star Wars good plans.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying, but it's I don't know. Like yeah. Episode 7 of She-Hulk did better numbers than the first 3 episodes of Andor.
That's
so,
insane. Yeah. But Andor's really good.
Yeah, I like it. And
it's really good.
It's the most adulty Star Wars we've ever gotten. So
yeah.
I don't know.
And She-Hulk is not the highest rated.
No.
MCU show.
Very divisive.
Yes.
I like it.
I like it too.
A lot of people, it upsets a lot of people, which kind of makes me like it more.
Same. All right. Main topic?
Sure. Disney Plus and chill.
Okay. Brandon. Originally I said this was, I was going to talk about the Halloween Town trilogy, but there's actually 4 movies.
Wow.
Yeah. So series, the Halloween Town series.
It's a franchise.
But some
so for part 5, they got to get The Rock to come back.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And
it's
revive it.
Halloween
and...
Town, too magic, too furious.
I mean, I think Halloween Town is kind of all about family, isn't it?
It is all about family.
Family.
So, however, we're talking about things being divisive. Part 4 is divisive.
Which one's part 4? Did I ever
see
it?
The one where she goes to college.
Okay.
Because they got a different main girl to play the main character.
Mm. Like, recast the same...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And her Debbie Reynolds, who plays her grandmother, is only in it for, like, a short little period of time. And a lot of people who really love the little sister isn't in it at all. Because she's like, a teenager and, like,
she doesn't
aged.
Go to college.
Well, she... Exactly. She, like... got older, and so it was pretty hard for her to keep playing the little girl, so they like said she was off traveling in galaxies with her grandma.
Creepy.
Yeah. Okay, so are you ready for this?
I am. I have seen Halloween Town.
Did you see all of them?
I'm pretty sure I did. I remember the first two. The first one's kind of cute, and the second one was like really painful.
No, I like them all. Okay, so the first one is Halloween Town that comes out in 1998. And it is very 90s.
Very, very 90s.
Super
90s. Which is why you like it so much.
It's like so... It's like the epitome of 90s cheesy TV movies. Disney movies. And it's like... Yeah, it's great. It is... Debbie Reynolds is like stars in this. And this is now how my students know Debbie Reynolds, actually.
Mm.
Other than being Star Wars girl's mom... Which in real life, which is the other way they know her.
Yeah.
They, most of them have seen Halloween Town because it's like hipster, they're not millennial, Gen Z kind of.
Yeah, I'm surprised Gen Z embraces retro stuff like
just
that.
Just the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the first one. So anyway, the premise, 1998's Halloween Town is we follow Marnie as our girl, our main character throughout the whole thing. And she's 13 years old. And her mom is, like, really weird about Halloween. There's Marnie, and then there's her brother who's a couple years younger than her, and then they have a little sister. And Sophie's little sister, and Sophie kind of kicks butt. She's, like, the most competent out of all of them. But Marnie's really, really into Halloween stuff. She likes witches and magic and, like, monsters and, like, legends about, like, vampires and stuff like that.
Spooky!
Exactly. And the mom is like, there are things about Halloween you don't understand. And she's like, that sounds crazy, Mom. The brother, Dylan, who's then just a couple years young, a year or two younger than her, is very much like, he's like every bad TV stereotype in the 90s of nerds.
Oh, yes.
He's like socially awkward and like, I think it's obvious why Halloween is problematic. The cavities alone are like very kind of like that.
Mm-hmm,
And anyway, and Grandma shows up, and Grandma is Debbie Reynolds.
And Grandma's cool.
Grandma's so cool. She has this bag that's like a Mary Poppins bag, and she brings out costumes for everyone and candy for everyone. And so Mom's not super happy. But we get this idea that there's a secret, and she says, she keeps pointing out it's Marnie's 13th birthday. So the whole thing comes out that Grandma,
it's a lucky number,
yeah. It is, mm-hmm. is a witch, and is from a very long line of witches. And your 13th birthday is supposed to mark the end of, like, the completion of your training.
Oh.
And if you don't start your training by the 13th birthday, you'll lose your powers forever. And Marnie has, basically, her mother has been hiding that she has powers by, like, really dampening them down and not, like, thinking about them. So Marnie talks about always having deja vu and things like that. Sophie, we also see she's throwing a tantrum because she wants a cookie, and she's like pouting in the corner, and you see like the cookie flying through the air and stuff like that. So the mom's like grabs it, and so she's hiding for the fact that her children have powers, hoping they'll age out of them because she wants them to have a normal life.
That sounds metaphorical.
Yes. She apparently came to Earth, married a mortal, they say, and decided to give up her magic connections. We also find out that Grandma lives in Halloween Town, where the name of the movie comes from. And and
thank goodness you cleared that
up. I'm so glad. And so she can only come to the mortal world. They can only cross on Halloween night. And she has to be back there by that time. So anyway, long story short, they have to save Halloween Town from this guy Calabar, who was the mayor and also decides that he wants to, like, rule the world.
The mortal world.
The mortal world as well. Because he's ticked that there's this division between now the magic world and the mortal world. And it was better when everyone could just do whatever they wanted. And part of the thing was that then the mortals were scared because they, like, magical people had an unfair advantage over them. Which, I mean, yeah. So they decided there was lots of fighting and stuff. And so they said, oh, well, we'll just, like, go off and create our own world, which is Halloween Town. And Calabar's like, no, that's dumb. We are more powerful. We should rule everyone. So he turns them into, he creates this, like, magical spell which, like, makes all of the magic evil in Halloween Town. And Agatha.
It was her all along. Yeah, okay.
Who is the grandma. It was her all along. Hmm. She tries to stop them, and, of course, she gets frozen or something. And so Marnie and her siblings have to save the day.
Oh, of course. The children always have to save the day in the cheesy TV movies. It's true. Yeah.
And she, there's this big, big jack-o'-lantern in the middle of town. And when everything is good, the jack-o'-lantern is burning bright. And when everything is bad, it is either out or, in one of the later movies, it disappears completely. Now, so we find out that Sophie uses her magic. And she's also the only one who can remember spells, even though she's like five. She makes up songs about them. So she sings a little song, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna sing it, but I'm gonna tell you what the spell is. Bay tiki ma, bay tiki fear, bay tiki fain, gledeth plethem ganorth bid.
Okay.
And apparently a 5-year-old remembers this absolutely no problem.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Apparently, I looked it up, and it's Welsh, but it's supposed to be spoken badly with an American accent. Like, that's how it was written.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to sound...
It does look a little Welsh, yeah.
Yeah, but that was how it was, because they didn't want to... They wanted it to be inspired by that, but very... And I was like, that makes sense. Okay.
I'm glad they put this much thought into...
the TV show. Yeah,
okay.
Okay, so that's part one.
Uh-huh.
Part two is
so they do save the day, I guess.
They do save the day, yeah. Calabar disappears into some, like, shadowy realm. And they also get
He's probably mad about that.
Probably.
He probably wants revenge. Yeah.
So Halloween Town 2, Calabar's revenge.
Oh, called it, yeah.
But it isn't Calabar, it is his son that we never even knew existed in the first one. And he says, Dad didn't like to talk about me.
He had a wild weekend in Vegas one Halloween.
So he shows up at the end, Eggie goes and lives with Gwen and the children, like with her daughter and the children in the mortal world. And so instead of she living in Halloween Town and only comes back, now it's going to be the other way around. Because there's this, like, friction between the mom and daughter the whole time. So anyway... In Calabar's Revenge, the son shows up, but we don't know he's magic or anything. He introduces himself as Cal, and he has this dad, and that he's, like, following him around, and it's a Halloween party, And the dad is, like, weirdly obsessed with the color green, but he seems super nice. And so he starts talking to the girl's mom, being like, oh, I'm a single dad. You know, isn't it hard being a single parent? And he's, like, super nice. He, like, helps with the dishes. It's this, because they're throwing a Halloween party and stuff. And it's great. But then we find out that something about Aggie's magic isn't working anymore. So she and Marnie head back to Halloween Town for the night to try and, like, figure out what's wrong. And they get there. And it's called the gray spell. And everyone is turned, everything is monochromatic.
Oh. Oh,
man.
Shucks.
And turned into, like, really, really boring. And they say that they're what Halloween Town residents think of humans like.
I see.
Yeah. So he's like, you boring guys. Boring and lame. Yeah. He's like, you guys, I mean, like.
They're not wrong.
Right?
They're not wrong.
But they're like, you caricature us at Halloween. And this would be our version of doing that to you. As we find out, Cal, this teenage boy, is actually Calabar's son, and that he said he and his dad didn't get along, but his dad had the right idea about humans being, like, terrible and we should just rule them. So he decides that he's going to go to this big dance, and he kind of works it so all the main characters except Marnie and her grandmother are there. And then anyone is going to, he's going to do this spell, and anyone is going to turn into whatever it is they're dressed like.
Oh,
at Halloween, right? Mm-hmm. And most of them are like monsters and stuff.
I've seen that plot in several things.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. But also, weirdly enough, Cal's dad gives the mom, like, this really terrible monster face and stuff like that, also green, with the idea that then she'll turn into a monster because she's the only person who has enough power in the mortal world to, like, stop him. So she won't. He won't, of course. Okay. And we find out that the dad is not the dad. It is a golem that he has created made of frogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He eats a bug and creeps out the mom, and it's a whole thing. We also see more of this character named Luke, who was a kind of a
Jedi.
Yes. Also, he was kind of a jerk in the first movie, but he ends up going against Calabar and helping save the day. And Calabar, like, made him... so he was really self-conscious because he's like a troll or something.
Yeah, I remember troll guy.
Yeah, and so he makes a deal with Calabar, who's evil in the first one, to make him look not ugly.
Yeah.
And but then he's like, well, he'll give that up to help Marnie and her siblings. So then he kind of helps her out again in the second one when he's in Halloween Town with them. And he does things like helps her remember spells and helps her talk through things because then grandma gets stricken with a spell. So they have to save the day.
Again.
And they saved it the day in the other world too. But when they do that, what happens is Marnie accidentally opens up the portal between the two worlds. So now the portal is open. Oh. And so people can go back and forth whenever.
My goodness.
So she saves the day.
Mass hysteria.
Basically. And that takes us to Halloween Town High in 2003. So this is the ramifications of having the door open now.
Which, ironically, is when you graduated high school.
It is true. And so is Marnie in this year.
Yeah.
So we're the same age.
Yeah. You're basically a witch.
We're basically a witch.
Yeah. Ow. No. That's not what you say. What do you do when I call you a witch?
I'm not a witch. I'm your wife.
There you go. Would be much better if you actually just did it, but, you know.
I'm going to cut all that out so it sounds like I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Brutal.
Halloween Town High is basically Marnie says, well, the portal's open and some people, there's like a council for Halloween Town and they're kind of annoyed because they're worried that people are going to like basically chase them with pitchforks and stuff now. Right?
As villagers tend to do. Yeah.
And we also find out there's this thing called like the knights and literally they're knights like armor and everything. And it was their job to keep the monsters away. Like, they swore a sacred oath or whatever. So people are like...
Oh, like Knights Templar type
kind
situation.
Kind of thing, yeah. Okay. And so people are scared about... she wants to have a group of children come to, like, do an exchange program kind of thing. Like, be international visitors, but from Halloween Town.
Mm.
To kind of, like, learn about the world and to get people to realize that monsters aren't very scary. But some people are scared. They don't want to send their children because of the knights. So she gets a group to come and they come with her grandmother and they're all like wearing human outfits, but they act very weirdly, basically. What is really cool about this is remember when you were watching High School Musical or did you just block that completely?
I have some vague scarred memories, yes.
So Ryan, who plays Sharpay's brother, in this.
Sharpay's brother.
Sharpay's brother.
I saw a clip of him from some other random movie, too. I don't know.
But he's in this one and the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's one of, he's a warlock who comes to visit, and his dad ends up being evil. He seems the one that's supporting her most on the council, and then it turns out that he's actually, like, behind the scenes screwing with things to, like, he captures another one of the witches. He gets his son to, like, plant a sword to, like, scare people away. Like, that, like ooh, it's
my
night.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. And we also find out the principal at the school is a descendant of one of these knights that the warlock's dad told him. And so he's doing things like making things kind of creepy around the school, too. But Marnie has convinced the kids to actually get involved in the school. So the werewolf, for example, she gets him to go out and play football. And, you know, dressed as a human, but...
Werewolves, it's well known that werewolves are only good at basketball, okay? Like, this is an established fact.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
So that was a terrible idea.
That was probably copyrighted.
Yeah.
The troll-like stamp collecting. Like, so they all get to do different things. Ooh, the guy who plays, I honestly don't know his name in this, but he was Ryan in High School Musical. He's always wanted to be in a play. And so he tries out for Macbeth. And Eggie says, you know, Shakespeare offered me a part in the original. And then she said, which one? Ooh. So I was like, I'm assuming it's one of the witches. Like, I don't know.
I would hope so.
But you never know. The principal actually starts up a little flirtation with Eggie Cromwell, which is kind of like the grandma, which is kind of cool. But then he's also like not a good guy. So.
Okay. Is the high school a mortal high school that has the Halloween Town people coming to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is a mortal high school, and everyone doesn't think, like, they all think these guys are humans because they're literally wearing human costumes.
And they're international exchange
from
students.
From Canada.
Oh, well. You can cover up a lot of things by saying you're from
Exactly.
Canada. So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go.
All of a sudden, it's coming together. Dylan, the brother, ends up becoming really good friends with this one girl who is also super nerdy and stuff like that, but... then he sees her and her, like, true form, which is this bright pink troll.
I remember the bright pink troll girl.
And then they realize that even though they kind of were vibing, they're like, no. But they're going to stay really good friends. Like, in fact, they even are kind of like, he's like, I'm sorry, I, like, reacted poorly. And she's like, I think I'm beautiful and I think you're kind of gross and boring looking. And he's like, well, I think, like, humans are cool, but, like... I don't know. So they, like, try, and they're, like, gonna try and kiss, and she's like, no, I'm sorry, it's too weird. So they're, like, really good friends, but Dylan does get to be, like, a cool guy in this a little bit more.
Okay.
Also, Marnie has, like, a romantic connection in every one of these, almost. So in this one is, like, her first, like, real crush kind of situation, who ends up almost saving the day. She does tell him, it's just a guy in her class that's new, and he keeps wanting to be, like, nice to her and stuff, and she does eventually just say that she's a witch. She takes him flying on a broom, and when he's unconscious, and he wakes up.
A whole new world!
Exactly. And all I could think about when he wakes up, when she's on the broom, is, like, wouldn't you just fall off? Like, how is he on there? He's unconscious.
Magic.
Oh.
When you ever see something like that, a wizard did it. Oh,
well, in this case, a witch.
Yeah.
But he ends up saving the day, so they make this haunted house, except it's not scary. It's things like, come see the werewolves in their natural habitat, and it's like them gardening or something like that. So everyone's like, oh, this is really boring. The bad wizard shows up, and he, like, makes everything terrifying and, like, hurts and puts, like, humans in danger. So of course they react that everyone's gonna like how he wants them to do. So she's made a deal that if she can prove that humans have changed, the doorway will stay open. If she can't, all of her whole family will lose their powers forever.
Oh.
So they give a certain amount of time. He basically causes a bunch of destruction and things like that. And they start to lose their powers because everyone is scared of these monsters.
Yes. So when you make a deal with a definite deadline, the deal kind of creeps towards it. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it does this time, though.
You either lose your powers or you die.
Anyway. No, like, so they lose their powers, basically, yeah. Okay? But what happens is, at that point, the boyfriend comes in and is like, what the heck is wrong with you guys? You've known Marnie your whole lives, and are you gonna, like, now she doesn't have any powers. You didn't know she had powers in the first place, so now you don't like her, you do like her, like, don't be so dumb.
I don't like her.
All right. So he's basically calling them out for being hypocrites, right? And then
people like when you do that.
Yeah, totally. It's, but in this one,
it's a good strategy
because it's a Disney TV movie. Oh, yeah. The one guy's like, "Well, I don't know anything about werewolves, but this guy's the best linebacker we've ever had." And someone's like, "Well, I don't know anything about
warlocks." That is a good point. Nothing really matters if you're good at sports.
Right, exactly. Mm, yeah. Yeah. So saying like, and so-and-so is captain of our whatever team, and so-and-so is doing this. So because they had integrated in the school, then they're all kind of accepted. So then they all end up, they're human, and
conformity
everyone sees.
Conformity is exactly, very important.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and then they all see what they really are like, and then unbeknownst to them, Marnie's mom had been showing the rest of the members of council what's been going on this whole time. So they decide to override the deal. Give the girls back their powers.
So they decide to do their job, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Essentially.
Okay.
And they kick out bad warlock guy. All right. And then, oh, but at the height of it, when he's saying, "My son helped me, ha ha ha. You thought he was your friend, but he was working with me." He's like, "No, Dad, you suck. I'm going to stay here with these people." And yeah, so that's kind of how
Sharpie's brother.
Exactly. So we end that one. Then in 2006, we get Return to Halloween Town.
Oh, good.
And this is college. Marnie's been accepted to which university?
And she's got a completely different face.
Got a completely different, she's a totally different person because high school's over now.
Yeah.
She wants to be, in fact, she makes a joke at the beginning. She's cleaning out her closet and she says she wants to go to college as a whole new person, a whole new me.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
So she heads off to college. Sophie, we find out, is traveling with her grandmother interdimensionally, and Dylan is going to take her to college. Her mom's ticked that she's going to Witch University, by the way. So Dylan is going to take her to college, and then when it's time for him to go home, he actually stays. He also was accepted. He got early acceptance because he's such a nerd. He's super, super smart. So, and that's important because Dylan is like a main character in this one.
Gasp.
Marnie's still the main character. So basically we find out which university, when the portal opened, they did get some humans and they got everyone else besides witches were now allowed to attend which university, whether they're like, her resident advisor is like a genie and she's the first genie ever permitted into the university.
It's wish.com Hogwarts, isn't it?
Essentially. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's basically what happens, but no one's allowed to use magic. But of course, we have some people who do, and we have these three girls who are basically evil. They're sisters.
They're mean girls.
They're mean girls. They're the Sinister Sisters. Mm. And their father is like one of the deans or something like that. And so they get away with everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they also turn Dylan into a dog because they're like, they use basically boys because they're really pretty. And so they use boys to like do their homework for them and all this other stuff. We also find out Dylan has been using magic to, this is very Hermione of him, attend more classes and like do more homework. Things like stay awake so he can study and stuff like that.
But what year did this one come out?
2006.
Okay, that's like right in the middle of the
height of Harry
Potter. Yeah, okay.
We also find out, we see Agatha a couple times. She like visits Marnie, but we basically find out that there is a prophecy and that Marnie's going to be, because the Cromwell line is so long, Marnie's going to be like the key pin to this. And she gets to go back in time for a while and meet like...
the Salem witches?
Basically. No, we get to meet a... This young woman who she like is helping out and things like that, and we find out she actually was like helping her grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it's Agatha. Yeah.
All along.
Mm-hmm. Eggy.
Mm.
And
I wish these movies were actually about Agatha.
Right? Wouldn't that be cool? Better, yeah. You know. And then we, her mom shows up and helps her save the day. The genie does. Basically, they were going to use her to like, they're trying to hurt her friends and her brother and get her to like use her magic. The sinister. And their father. Like it's a whole big conspiracy. They're very like hooded cult leader-y people who want to like purify. It's very Harry Potter. Yeah. Was that the Chamber of Secrets?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
I don't remember.
So they want to like use her to like put in to plan their evil.
Evil. They evil. Were doing going to do evil. Yeah.
She saves the day.
And she stops them from doing evil.
Yes. Yeah.
With the power of friendship.
Basically. And family.
And family.
And like, but actually this one is probably technically the best.
Oh,
maybe. I don't know. It's the first one is the best, but not maybe like, yeah. The guy who plays Sharpie's brother is back in this one in a big way. And he plays her love interest. I don't think she's his type.
Yeah. It's good acting range by
him. It's great, yeah. We find out that he's attending Witch University. He comes and he apologizes, and she's like, you're not responsible for what your dad did. We also find out he gave up his powers as part of the, like, the way that he was, like, feeling guilty about his even though his father was using him, he still felt guilty about it. So he willingly gave up all of his power. So he is, like, now mortal completely. So we have that, and yeah, that's basically how it ends.
Wish.com Harry Potter. Cool.
Wish.com Harry Potter.
Okay.
Is that the name of this episode?
Yeah, I think so.
I love Halloween Town.
You were the right age for it. It was a little too cheesy for me.
I don't think I even watched it. I'm sure I watched the first one, like, when it came out. But I didn't watch all four of them until we were, like, in university. I remember sitting and making a costume one afternoon, like, Halloween afternoon. It was a Rocky Horror Picture Show costume. I remember that. Mm. And they, like, were playing the series. And it was very... I did remember the first one. And then, of course, once you realize, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Debbie Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Like, so now I watch at least the first one every year. And every couple years, I'll do an all view of the whole thing. I've seen it a lot.
Yeah, it's good mindless spooky season intro stuff.
It's good, like, to put on while you're doing something. Yeah. All right, Brandon.
Uh-huh.
I want to know which Halloween Town character you're most like.
I should ask you these questions.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm ready. That's fun.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at the quiz. I was just like, oh.
Okay, you got to pick a classic superpower.
Okay.
Flying, teleportation, super speed, super strength, invisibility, or clairvoyance?
Clairvoyance. You pick flying, I know.
Yeah. What's your favorite Halloween Town movie?
The first one. The original.
The OG. Okay. Pick a quirky power.
Okay.
To conjure up chicken nuggies at any time. To always have good hair days. To never have to wait in line. Oh, that'd be great for Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Or to be able to communicate with cats.
Oh, I want to communicate with cats.
They're just going to say, why haven't you fed me?
Oh, no, that's a good point. Okay, go back. No, I don't want to stand in line. I don't want to stand in line.
Too late.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm.
I can communicate with cats already.
Pick a Halloween-themed DCOM. I guess that's Disney comedy.
Okay.
Twitches. Under Wraps. Hey, they just came out with Under Wraps, too.
They did.
That's the only reason I've seen it. Phantom of the Megaplex. Or Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
I haven't seen any of these. I've heard of all of them, though.
Okay.
I'm going to go Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire because I think that has the funniest name.
Yeah. Pick a Halloween activity. Carving pumpkins.
Ooh.
Dressing up in costume.
Ooh.
Baking treats.
Ooh.
Or watching spooky movies.
I love all of these things.
Yeah, you have to pick one, though.
No, but I love them
all. No, you have to pick one.
Okay, I'm going to carve pumpkins because we just got pumpkins.
Pick a Halloween Town item.
Oh, okay.
The town's pumpkin.
Yes.
Grandma Aggie's bag.
Ooh.
Marnie's wishes hat.
Mm.
Or the talisman.
Oh, definitely the pumpkin.
Okay. Pick another Halloween Town item.
Uh-oh.
The Halloween Town bus stop, the witch's glass, the Halloween Town storybook, or Marnie's broom.
Marnie's brooms are also ridiculous, okay? They're like Day-Glo bristles, and like, it's crazy. I'm going to go for the bus stop.
Okay, now you have to make a potion.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
The potion's going to make you have perfect skin.
Mm.
Unhealthy foods become healthy. Make every piece of clothing fit perfectly, or to be able to see perfectly in the dark.
I want unhealthy foods to be healthy.
Yeah, that's
a good,
that's the right choice. Yeah. Add a fragrant component to your potion.
Okay.
Oranges, pumpkins, bananas, or mangoes.
It's pumpkins.
Yeah, I could have guessed that one. Finally, how much do you like Halloween?
Yes.
You're ambivalent to it. It's got a picture of the brother.
Dylan.
You can appreciate some of the traditions. It's got a picture of the mom.
Okay.
You love it. It's got a picture of grandma. Or you're obsessed. And it's got a picture of the girl.
Marnie.
Marnie. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with grandma. I love it.
You are Marnie. You're like Marnie. You eat, breathe, and sleep Halloween. Although people think you're a goody-goody, you always stand up for what you believe in, no matter the cost. You're a brave witch. Halloween is cool.
That is what she says. She says, Halloween is ancient and cool. Other things that are awesome. I like that. I like that in Marnie. So Grandma is going to teach everyone how to do magic. Are you ready?
Okay. No.
She says, magic is really very simple. All you have to do is want something and then let yourself have it. I like that. She get like embroidered on a pillow or something. And then my other...
I'm going to magic myself up a beer later then. Right.
And then the other one that I really like that she says is being normal is vastly overrated.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
That's because the mom's always like, they could be normal. And she goes, being normal is vastly overrated. Grandma Aggie's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah.
Anyway, it's fun and I loved it.
That's a good kickoff to spooky season.
It was super fun. Yeah. Now that kickoff is done, I guess that's our show. Yeah. Thanks, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And there you can also find a link to all of our social media accounts. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. May we recommend watching our 100th episode up on Adventures A.
You might want to break that up into a few pieces. It's pretty long.
Yeah. We were celebrating.
Yeah, we were. It was fun.
If you've already rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't, please do. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, please recommend Disney A as well. Next episode, we've kicked off spooky season. Let's continue it going. We once talked about all of the best Disney villains, but do you know who is freaking awesome? All their henchmen.
Yeah.
There's some awesome Disney henchmen. So we're going to rank them.
We're going to rank them? I thought we were just going to talk about them.
We can just talk about them. We can, like, pick some faves.
Yeah, just pick some faves. Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Yeah, we're going to pick some favorites. So until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
The TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
What do you do when I call you a witch?
What do I do?
Never mind.
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife.
There you go. Would be much better if you actually just did it, but, you know.
I'm going to cut all that out so it sounds like I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Brutal.